Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Watchtower Media Church Gospel Radio Station. We come to praise the Lord. Lord, so worthy to be praised. Amen. We have our gospel music concert. We will praise the Lord through concert the gospel music. We'll start with Bible scriptures, the Old Testament, Isaiah 49 chapter 18th to 23rd verse. Isaiah 49 chapter 18th to 23rd verse. And it reads, "Lift up your eyes all around and see. All gather. They come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall put all of them on like ornament, and like a bride you shall bind them all. Surely your waste and your places and your devastated land, surely now you will be too crowded for your inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children born in the time of your bereavement will yet say in your hearing, the place is too crowded for me. Make room for me to settle. Then you will say in your heart, who has borne me to these? I was bereaved and barren, exiled and put away. So who has reared these? I was left all alone. Where then have these come from? Thus says the Lord God, I will soon lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples. And they shall bring your sons in their bosom, and their daughters shall be carried on their shoulder. Kings will be foster fathers, and their queens your nursing of the mothers. With their faces to the ground, they shall bow down to you and lick the dust of your feet. When you will know, then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame." From the New Testament, John 11, chapter 17 through 27, 38 through 44 verse. John 11 chapter 17 to 27, 38 to 44 verse. And it reads, "When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus was already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. Then Martha heard that Jesus was coming. She went and met him. While Mary stayed at the house, Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of me.' Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to him, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?' She said to him, 'Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world.' Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, 'Take away the stone.' Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, 'Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you would always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he said that this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in the cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. May God bless the reading of his word. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many, many bestowed upon us. Thank our families. We thank allowing us to make this world be our made it as we are now, for some has not made it. We thank you for all the blessings you've given. We ask you to look upon world, nation, have us know that you are God and God alone. We must look up to you for all things. Because you are the God, with no there of God before you. And through all things, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Time for some gospel music. The concert begins.
Thank you. Thank you. blood that Jesus shed for me. Gives me strength.
child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying out?
Tonight, a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that soon someday will end. But instead of walking away, oh,
starting now. The things that hurt you in the past will control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Thank you. Amen. God gives us, Lord. Well, I say to you now, may God bless you and God keep you to me again. And we say that get ready for the Lord, for he's coming.
You were to me when so hopeful.